Hello, it's me. I'm not leaving the ground. I'm now safely ensconced within what I can only describe as a house. But some quick thoughts on Olympiacos. I've had a look at the sort of Twitter and forums, and I'm just so blown away by how negative people are. It's great. We won third consecutive win for Arsenal. The only English team to win in this round of the Champions League, more Champions League points than Manchester City and Manchester United combined, as Sam Wallace of The Independent pointed out, and we did it with a team that gave a rest to the likes of Robin van Persie, the likes of Aaron Ramsey. We had a lot of injuries, let's not forget, but we used the squad, and we have got a massive squad now with the signings that we added at the end of the window. We're going to have to rotate, and we have the ability to, and we should embrace that. We did so today, and the players who came in did pretty well. Alex Chamberlain was one of those, and he gave us the lead. Really nice goal, dribbling in from the right, hitting it with his left foot across the goalie into the far corner. And then another player who came in, Andrés Santos, made it 2-0. Did brilliantly in a counter-attack, recovered after his cross was blocked, cut inside and scored his first Arsenal goal, which came around a bit quicker than Gael Clichy's first Arsenal goal. So, after that, we went off the boil a little. I was wondering if sort of Olympiacos would crumble, like their economy, but they didn't. And I have to say, generally, I was very impressed by them. I thought they were a good side. I didn't know a vast amount about them, and I think a lot of that was just due to the fact the Greek league doesn't really get any coverage here. But they were technically excellent, worked extremely hard. I thought they were very good, and I thought that, a win against them was a very creditable result. And I think Marseille beating Dortmund could help us out as well. So a good night. I thought at the back, Mertesacker and Song were great. I really like Per Mertesacker. He isn't the quickest player. I think pretending that he is would be folly. But actually, he's far more intelligent than a lot of our other defenders. At times he moves away from the ball instead of just sort of charging into a challenge. He'll step back, allow a fullback to recover and step in, and he'll be there to intercept the cross. I thought he was very good tonight. Alex Song did a good shift at centre back alongside him. In midfield, we struggled a little bit. Frimpong looks a little bit raw. Arteta never quite got the grip on the game he would have wanted. Up front, Andreas Scharvin had a very mixed game, his usual sort of level of work rate. Although he did create a couple of good chances, and Chamberlain showed flashes, and what a flash that goal was, and I hope we'll see more of him between now and the end of the season. Čamak worked very hard tonight, and he missed a very presentable opportunity, but he put in a good shift, and you can't really argue with that. All in all, a point away from home, 3 points at home, you cannot argue with that start to our group. We're going along great guns, and it's great to go into the North London Derby on the back of a win. It'll be a very different side, and I think we've got, every chance. So very satisfied with the evening's work, and I'm going to get on with writing it up. So have a good rest of your evenings. Bye now.